Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You might remember in last Friday's programme, we spoke to Danielle McElroy, who's 22 years of age. She's now wheelchair bound because of her severe endometriosis and the fact that she has actually lost the ability to walk because of the level of pain that she's in day to day. Amelia got in contact with us as well regarding her own experience with endometriosis, because you, Amelia, have a sort of, I suppose, somewhat similar situation.
I do indeed, Andrea. Nice to talk to you.
And thank you
for keeping endometriosis on the line, because it's such an unidentified thing. It's one of those things. It's like, you know, it's those unseen disabilities. So I've been struggling with it since I was 12 and first started my periods. But when I was 21, I had surgery for it, and it's actually left me worse for wear, and it makes it very, very difficult to hold down a full-time job, like in particularly in an office, because I have endo adhesions to my bowel, so it's like I need to be near a toilet at all times. So it was kind of, I know this is terrible, but it was great during COVID. I could hold down a full-time job because I could be at home.
That's how debilitating it is, Amelia, for people that, you know, just this has completely bypassed them and they're not familiar with endometriosis. It's so debilitating that no more than yourself and Danielle that was with us last week. I mean, often people find themselves in a situation that they physically can't leave their house.
That's it. And so it means, like, if I... Because I do a lot of freelance work and stuff, but sometimes that I just can't work, and it can be so painful. Like it's in my hips. It's also in my left arm, and there are days when there's so much fatigue, so much brain fog, and then the awful thing is feeling you need to be near a bathroom, you know, and then you can't get access to any illness benefit or any disability or anything.
Because just explain that, Amelia, to listeners. This was something, I suppose, that you raised with us. Because if people are out sick or they can't work due to illness, I mean, the illness benefit or maybe disability benefit in some cases might be an option for some people. But this is something you've actually inquired about.
Yeah, so I was on illness benefit for 2 years. And they allowed me to do that because I had worked my PRSI. And then after the 2 years, they were like, no, you can't be on this anymore. And I inquired about disability benefit, and they said endometriosis does not qualify.
So what does that mean? I mean, I take from that it's not categorized.
It's basically, I think, unless I think you can find something adjacent to your endometriosis, they won't give you any sort of, like, even if it could be part-time disability, because, you know, obviously you can work up to like 20 hours a week, I think. No, they just said point blank, endometriosis does not qualify you
for either payment, for the illness or the disability payment.
No.
And you were able, as you say, to get the illness payment for 2 years because of the stamps that you had built up yourself.
Exactly.
But now that has expired, so there's no income, Amelia, then, really? You couldn't rely on?
No. There's no way, unless I'm very lucky that it's like I'm 31 and I'm living with my mum. I'm very lucky that we have a place to live. But if I was to be renting on my own or anything, I don't know what I'd do.
But you're a young woman. Like, you're 31 years of age. You want to be able to live your life like your friends and everybody else, and, you know, and to go out and to work and to hold down a job. But because of the illness that you have, because of the condition, you physically can't work, Amelia.
I physically can't work. And there are days, and I hate to say that, there are days I literally just cannot get out of bed. And the surgery I had put me into perimenopause. So I'm very stuck. Like, it feels a lot like this has put my life on hold.
So you don't qualify for any payment at all, any state support?
No.
And have you been in touch with any politicians or government members about this?
I actually haven't, and it may be the next step I need to take. But it's so frustrating because all you get offered here for endometriosis is basically hormonal contraception, and it doesn't work for me. It really, really doesn't work for my body.
Yeah.
And like, I've been on so many different contraceptions since I was like 15, like the depot, different pills, all this kind of stuff. And it just doesn't work for me, caused me leg cramps, caused me shortness of breath and all this kind of stuff. And so I got kicked off my gynecologist service because I would no longer take hormonal contraception. So I'm like, here, I'm at a loss.
And what do, like, it's funny because in all of the years, Amelia, we've been talking to people, you know, with endometriosis and the impact of it, the idea of being able to apply or being eligible for any kind of state support or payments, it's actually never come up before. Which I suppose suggests that for a lot of the women, you know, that are crippled with endo pain, you know, a lot of them probably are, maybe they have support at home, or maybe they're somehow able to work. But for cases like yourself and for Danielle that was with us on Friday, that are at the most severe ends from what you're saying, there's really no help for you.
There isn't. And, it, you know, listening to Danielle absolutely broke my heart. And I have a friend over in the UK, Gemma, she's a nurse, and she has had her bowel, she now has a colostomy bag because her endometriosis is so bad.
Paul Lawless, I see, just with regards to a parliamentary question on this, has asked the Minister for Social Protection if people with endometriosis are eligible for disability supports. And here's the reply. You know, it's a fairly long and lengthy statement, so I might just summarise some of that for you, Amelia. But they say that the department provides income supports for people unable to work due to illness or disability. They include insurance-based schemes, things like your PRSI contributions, for example, the invalidity pension and means-tested social assistance schemes. Eligibility for the department's income supports is not dependent on the type or category of illness or disability. Rather, the entitlement to these supports is contingent on the extent to which a particular illness or disability impairs or restricts a person's capacity to work. And then they talk about, you know, the different types of schemes. There's the invalidity pension, there's the disability allowance. All of the applications for the department's income support schemes are individually assessed and through the Department of Social Protection. We've reached out to them ourselves to ask, you know, what is the situation for people like you who just would not be in a position to hold down a full-time job? Like, I take from what you're saying, Amelia, you couldn't work 5 days a week if you had to leave the house.
If I had to leave the house, I couldn't. Like, honestly. And I feel like we're kind of in limbo. It feels very... It's as I said, it's kind of one of those unseen disabilities, and there really isn't kind of a platform or a proper support system for people with endo, and it's very invisible.
Listener here's got in touch to tell me that, you know, I'd advise Amelia maybe to revisit the disability allowance. Another listener telling me yet again the disability allowance, you can work hours as well with that, that you know, you must have an illness, disability, etc., that'll have been seen to last for at least a year. I take it yours has gone on a lot longer, shouldn't that?
Since I was 12, so it's a long time, and it's also the amount of time it takes to get diagnosed. That's really tough.
Yeah, a lot of people suggesting disability allowance. So that's not the payment that you were previously in receipt of?
No, I was on illness, but disability was refused.
It was refused. So you have actually previously applied for that and you've been told no?
Yeah.
Because endometriosis, you were told, it isn't a disability.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wonder, is it worth going back?
It could be worth doing a review and as you said, maybe contacting a TD or something, but it's just not seen. And I think that's the problem.
But you're not the only. This is the reality of this, unfortunately, Amelia, is that you're not going to be the only woman in this situation.
I think there's so many more of us, and I think it's a broader problem than kind of people know.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that you are bringing this up all the time, Andrea, because it's, I think sometimes there's a bit of shame around it or something, but and people just know, oh, it's period pain, but it's so much more than that.
I'm always amazed by the amount of, you know, communications that we get, the emails from people that get in touch every time we talk about it. You know, even over the weekend, yourself and others, and I know you were available to chat today and wanted to raise this issue around the payment supports that are there. Well, I suppose not there, maybe in your case, for people. But it's worth highlighting, because I'm sure there's many others, Amelia, who find themselves in the same situation as you. How are you doing at the moment? Just before I let you go, Amelia, how are you keeping?
I'm doing all right. The things that, you know, that come with it, like especially post-surgery, so that was about 3 years ago. And, you know, I feel very lost at sea as such, because I no longer have a gynecologist here. And so that kind of support is gone. And you just kind of, you don't really know where you stand. GPs aren't really trained in how to deal with endo, and it's just a difficult kind of situation. But
when you're 31 years of age and you can and you're willing, you know, and obviously you want to work. I mean, nobody wants to, you know, to not engage in employment when they can and where they can, you know, and I can take that from you. You obviously would love to be in a position to leave the house daily and go to work, but obviously with the condition that you have, it just doesn't seem to be possible. Amelia, look, I wish you all the best, and please do keep us posted if you get any further developments, because I've no doubt that'll be of interest to many of our other listeners as well. The email, if like Amelia, you want to share your own story, you can get us at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.